from inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Two persons were arrested by Chavez County Sheriff's deputies on Tuesday in connection with the 2018 murder of Troy Berg. Arrested on a warrant for murder were Manuel D. Valletta and also Paisley Terry. That according to a post on the Chavez County Sheriff's Facebook page. New Mexico State Police report that a 78-year-old Artesia man was in critical condition late Tuesday at an El Paso hospital after he was ejected from a vehicle during a traffic accident Monday afternoon just south of Artesia. According to reports, the elderly man was not wearing a seatbelt as he was driving south on U.S. Highway 285 near mile marker 66 in the Ford Bronco and was attempting to make a left turn onto Bull Snake Road. Reports further indicate that a Ford pickup driven by a 60-year-old Artesia man was traveling south when it collided with the Bronco. Neither the driver or the accident victim's names have been released. State police continue its investigation. Eddy County commissioners approved just over $168,000 in funding for a training simulator, software, and body cameras to comply with a law requiring body camera use by law enforcement, passed earlier this year by the New Mexico legislature. Apparently, it's telephone scammer season, with scammers identifying themselves as local law enforcement. Here in Lee County, scammers are identifying themselves from the Lee County Sheriff's Office and tell citizens they have a warrant and request money. According to a Facebook post by the Lee County Sheriff's Office, they will not contact citizens via telephone about an arrest warrant. In Roswell, scammers are claiming to be an RPD officer or from another law enforcement agency to conduct their con. Roswell Police Department spokesperson Todd Wildermuth explains how this particular scam is being executed.
They will tell the person that they were supposed to be in court. They were subpoenaed, and because they didn't come, now there's a warrant for their arrest. But they'll tell them that they can take care of that warrant by paying such and such fee that is assessed by the court. They may give it a particular name or something.
In either case, from the Lee County Sheriff's Office to the Roswell Police Department, they warn citizens, do not give any of your pertinent information and to call authorities. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.